As South Sudan commemorates World AIDS Day, Health Minister Yolanda Wilding says HIV/AIDS remains a public health concern in the country, with two people testing positive out of every 100 tests conducted.
An estimated 1,073,000 people living positive with HIV virus. In 2021, South Sudan reported an estimated 17,000 new infections. The HIV epidemic is across the country with various levels of transmission. The highest is in Western Equatoria, Lakes, and Unity State, to the lowest transmission in Warab and Upper Nile.
The minister says many people don't know their HIV status. She encourages South Sudanese to test to help curb the transmission of the virus and protect their families. Despite the health ministry's effort to end HIV transmission, Awil says government funding and support remains a challenge.
Health sector in South Sudan is undermined, it is underfunded, and we are just leaving it to the well-wishers. We cannot leave our health to somebody else to take care of it. Our health is security. Our health is our property. Our health is peace and stability. I appeal to everybody, fund Ministry of Health, fund all health sector in the country.
The United States Ambassador to South Sudan, Michael Jonathan Idler, says the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan has invested millions of dollars in the country's HIV and AIDS services.
Since 2006, the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan has invested close to $325 million in supporting South Sudan's response to HIV/AIDS. In partnership with the Global Fund and the South Sudanese government, over 50,000 people living with HIV/AIDS are now receiving antiretroviral treatment. The PEPFAR program continues to support the facilities to take care of over 85% of those South Sudanese living with HIV.
Idela says the effort aims to end new HIV infections by 2030. Idela says only about 30% of HIV-positive South Sudanese are on life-saving antiretroviral or ARV drugs to suppress the virus. Evelyn Matthew, from the Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS, says several of her colleagues suffer from additional underlying conditions that aren't treated, which complicate treatment. Another problem, she says, is that some patients using antiretroviral drugs develop dangerous side effects.
According to the reports from South Sudan AIDS Commission, in 2021 alone, 8,000 people estimated to have died due to AIDS-related complications. It's important to realize that we, the persons live aging on treatment. Many of us are suffering and have developed high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, kidney disease, failure to suppress the viral load, mental health, and many continue to pass away in silence.
In the United States, the National Institute of Health says HIV patients often suffer kidney disease or they have underlying issues that can affect the kidneys, such as diabetes. What's more, the National Institute of Health says some ARV drugs can affect the kidneys. The U.S. agency says doctors and patients need to be aware of the risk and treat any problems. Matthew calls on the government and South Sudanese communities to support people living with HIV/AIDS, including funding for HIV/AIDS programs. South Sudan's vice president in charge of the service cluster, Hossein Abdelbaghi Ayi, says the government is working on increasing the health sector budget, including for HIV/AIDS.
The government of South Sudan, under the leadership of His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, is determined to increase the annual budget allocated to the health sectors in accordance to the international and regional standard in order to reduce our dependent on our international health partners in funding the activities of the health sector in general, and HIV and AIDS Commission in particular.
This year's World AIDS Day global theme is Equalize, a call to advocate for ending inequality in support for people living with HIV/AIDS. Dr. Fabian Ndenzako, the country representative for the World Health Organization, says ending inequalities is possible.
The inequalities that perpetuate the AIDS pandemic are not inevitable. We can tackle them. But urgent action is required now to put South Sudan on the way back track to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. Therefore, Equalize, the theme of the World AIDS Day this year, is appropriate. It calls for each one of us to do all what we can to address the inequalities that are holding back progress in ending AIDS.
Ndenzako says 61% of 170,000 South Sudanese living with HIV/AIDS are women. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.